Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and I am Kevin Baird, psychic medium. I've been working as a psychic medium pretty much all my life, but went public with working with friends, families, colleagues, close friends, that kind of stuff, I would say probably 20 years ago. And I've always felt drawn to this. So my thing is that follow what comes naturally. So you guys who are listening to this either live, and I see you guys lined up in the queue, call queue, and I'll get to you in just a second. What comes naturally to you? What just happens naturally, falls into place, comes to you, you work with it, it ends up being done perfectly. You may not be able to think of anything that's happened recently, and recent could be within the last 10 months or 10 years, depending on how long you've been in hibernation. But what comes naturally? Because that is a part of the programming that was in place that you agreed to before you were born. And now that you're born and that you've been living here a while, you have some rhythms that you are in that seem to happen naturally, but there are others that don't, or you feel like you're stagnant. Well, you revisit that prenatal programming when you go to sleep and you dream. The place that we go to when we dream is eternal. It is that place that we passed through and came, joined the birth canal, and were born into this world. And that we stay connected to heaven and our source, our place of origin, spiritually, every time we go to sleep and we dream. The people that we meet in our dreams, the number of people that we meet in our dreams is infinite, just like the number of people and lives, whether it be aquatic, bug, or people, mammalian. So look at yourself. Here I am. Am I stuck? Is something not happening? What do I do to change it? All right, so let's go to the phone and see who's up. It's area code 412. Are you there? Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you, and what is your name?
My name is Keisha.
All right, Keisha.
And I had a question. This was, like, involved with a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just wanted to know where the relationship was heading.
Sure. The first thing that I'm getting is the jump card, J-U-M-P, and it's associated with the time 8-13, and that you can go to my website, templeofgaia.com, and scroll down and click on web radio, and you can see the links for the cards there. But the card number for this here is 8-13, and the title for this card is Jump, and it's in the reversed position. And the message about this card is one where it's like you're in a world, you're in a situation where you feel like you should be jumping out of it. Now, it's facing away from you. So this is saying that there are some things that feel a little awkward about what's going on with the relationship question that you have, what's going on here. And this says that it's in a place to where it's sort of running you lean. It's draining your energies. It's draining your resources. But really what happens when it burns down, it burns you down to like there's nothing left. That's where the true quality of what you appreciate about life comes into the picture. So for you in this relationship, it's going to be working out. It will work out if you let it work out. If you hang in there for the crazy ups and downs that take place, because with a jump card being in the reverse position, it's really saying that this person has come into your life to ask you, to ask yourself, what's important? Do I want this to be a part of my relationship? Because there are some qualities that you like about this relationship, but there are others that you do not. It's just like, let's say you go shopping and that you spend $1,000 and you feel great shopping, but then the next day or you get the bill or something and then you don't feel so good. Same thing for any other kind of experience like that, like drinking, right? It feels great at the time, but then the hangover really is horrible. But the thing is that the impact of that $1,000 bill you eventually take care of, and then you forget about it, and then the hangover that you had from, the drinking or whatever, that sort of fades away, and that you forget about it, and that you go back to it as well. So what I'm saying is that your friend that's in your life is an elixir for you because of how the jump card is in reverse, and that he or they help you feel really awesome sometimes, but then the afterwards sort of is a little like sucky or crabby or cranky or not so nice. But then the sun shines again, and that you're ready for a full-on bloom of the experience as well. I see
Okay.
it as working out, but the thing is can you ride it out?
Yeah. I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Keisha. Take
You have a
care.
nice day.
You
Bye.
too. Okay, area code 954. Are you there? Right?
Yes,
Yeah,
I am. Hi.
954. How can I help you?
Hi. My name is Jay. I was just wondering if I could have a general reading.
Sure. Generally speaking, you have an opportunity that's going to be coming up to where I'm looking at the attractions card, and it's facing away from us in this reading, so that means that there's going to be someone who or some a group who's going to be in touch with you and making connections with you about getting things moving forward in your life. And when the attractions card shows up, it's not really about relationships, although it could develop into that. But the attractions card talks about people who have like objectives, like they want some kind of an outcome. They want to get a title, they want to get a name, they want to get a product or something that they're known for. It's like, okay, this is how people will know me. This is what I'm available for to other people that are out there. So with the attractions card, it talks about two like-minded people. And if you look at the image, and that you can go back to my website, templeofgaia.com, and click on web radio, and I just finished building two of the pages, and one of the pages goes like 1 through 6, and then the other page goes 7 through 12. If you go to the 7 through 12 page, and that you look at the 722 number, it shows the attractions card. You can have an idea of the image that I'm talking about here, but it shows trees in that are associated with the individuals in the image, and that shows that there's been a maturity, there's experience, that kind of stuff that's working in this thing for you as well. So as a whole, your life as a whole, relationship, job, the things that inspire you, whether it's hobbies, music, that kind of stuff, you have a connection coming up through this attractions message to where you're going to be linking with somebody. And because it's in the reverse position, I really want to say that it's going to be somebody new that is going to be connecting with you, or a group that's new that will be connecting with you and inviting you into a new opportunity. And I've just drawn another card that's in the reverse position, facing away from us in this reading. And it is the upward mobile card. It shows a stairway that's been lowered specifically to you. And once you go up those stairs, the staircase will be lifted back up again as if it's like a new level. It could be a spaceship. You know, some people say, oh, it looks like something from an alien, whatever, you know, UFO or something. Or it could be from an attic, you know, stairway or something, to where it's for you and you alone to move to that new level. And again, it's associated with the time 9:45. So it is one to where it's sort of leaving your old school people behind because of how the staircase has been lowered for you only. So there will be some people that would be left behind that you can think about, but once you spend some time on that new level, that they're really going to come back and say, you know, I don't know you anymore, Jay. And it's like you're all doing all that kind of stuff, and I'm not that. And it sounds like you're having a good time, but that's not me. And then you have to be okay with that because you are graduating to a new level, and those people were with you for a time, a season, or a reason, and that season is done. Okay?
That makes sense. Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay, Jay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, area code 937. Are you there?
Hi, yes. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
My name is
welcome.
Sandy, and I would
Sandy?
like to know what you see coming up for me, or if you see anything coming up for me for love.
Okay, for love, let's see what's happening with that. I'm getting the hang on, hang in there card. It's the 10-10 card. Whenever you know, it shows the image of a bug who was munching on a leaf that was connected to a tree, and they thought they had themselves a banquet, and now all they have is like a bag lunch, and that they're flying through the air, heading to some unknown destination, but they have something that's going to sustain them through their quick little journey that's going to take them somewhere. They don't know where they're going, but definitely taking them somewhere. So you're in a place right now that could be an in-between kind of place to where it's like, okay, I've done all that. I'm not sure that I want to go back to that again. You might be thinking about, okay, it's like I've got this big void, vastness that's in front of me, and nothing's really happening, and maybe I should just go back to that. Where you're going to end up upsetting like the higher masters and teachers and that kind of stuff, if you believe in that kind of thing, that is a part of our angelic host that wants to make sure that we grow and develop spiritually. If you fall back on that, then it's like, you know, committing suicide and then coming back and living the same life all over again. You got to go through, you know, the bumps, the
Wow.
scrapes, the scratches, all that kind of stuff all over again. And that's a story for people who commit suicide, is that they have
Yeah.
no idea that they commit suicide and here they come and live the same exact life again. So it's like,
Oh,
wait a
wow.
minute, I left this. I didn't want to come back to it. And they set up that programming before they were born to go through the grief and the stuff that they didn't like so they could get past it.
Wow,
But then,
yeah, and then do something about it and thinking they're
yes,
leaving it. Now they got to go back through it again.
all over
Wow.
again. Same parents, same siblings, same bullies in school, all that kind of stuff. So
Wow.
for you, write it out. The hang on card just says that you're going to get through this kind of situation, and once you say to the universe or just say to yourself in the mirror, okay, you know, like MF-er, I can do what I'm doing now for the next 1,000 years. Ha ha ha, how do you like that? And then the universe gets a little burr in its saddle, and it's like, wait a minute, we're not going to just have you sit back and watch TV for the next 2,000 years. We're going to now put this in your face. So the next thing that's up, and we're having a look at it, is the talent card associated with the time 7:45, and it's facing away from us here in this reading. And it talks about people that are around you because it's facing away. People around you, institutions, agencies, groups of people, individuals, recognizing some kind of cool ability that you have. Nice, neat, entertaining, fascinating kind of thing. Now, with the talent card showing up in relation to your question, it's saying that you're going to bump into somebody who likes to do the same kind of pastime things that you do.
Okay.
That is your opportunity. That is your source for like the next page, phase, volume of your life. See what I'm saying?
Okay, yes.
So what are your hobbies?
Oh, I love old cars. I love, there isn't too much that I don't like. I mean, I love the beach, love boating, love fishing, love...
Right.
Just going out and doing anything. I'm not one that's really, really particular what I do. As long as I'm having fun doing it, or, you know, if I'm with a group and we enjoy doing it, hey, the company's fine. Let's enjoy doing it.
Absolutely.
So, anything.
So it could be bingo, you know, it could be bingo, it could be, you know, antiquing or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see for you. It will be someone who likes to do the same things that you do, and that you will speak as colleagues about the things that interest you, and it will eventually develop into one where intimacy will come into play. And then you can segue back into the things that intrigue you as, you know, a pursuit.
Yeah.
And then you can fall back into the quiet times to where intimacy comes back into the picture again. You want that ebb and flow. You want the ebb and flow.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
So that's what I see. I think it will start with something that has the name Silver associated with it.
Silver.
Yes. So it could be one of those like silver place settings, you know, the special where you have to have your pinky extended to be able to drink from the cups.
Okay.
Or it could be, I think, January 4th is when the first remake of The Lone Ranger is coming out. Coming onto the screen. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't, but I'll have to check into that.
Now, who was the famous actor that did Pirates of the Caribbean?
Johnny Depp?
No. It might have been. He has such a dynamic character that it's hard to associate a name to him. But he is going to be the Tonto in the movie.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
And, you know, the Lone Ranger's horse. Remember what the Lone Ranger's horse's name was?
Oh, no, I don't.
Hilo
Silver, okay.
That's it. See?
Wow.
So there's some kind of connection there between the Lone Ranger or the Silver. The horse. Could be a horse connection. Because that's my sources are guiding me down this kind of a path. So it could be a horse thing, and that your friend that you'll be connecting with here very soon. And what's really crazy is that my sources are also saying that they're going to have two first names in their name.
Oh, wow.
How you know them. And like I have a spirit guide, a primary guide, and her name is Stacy, and she's having me tell you that there's a chance that this person you'll be meeting, that their name will be something like Michael. Or Michelle Michael, or something like that. Something where it would be Michael. Michelle Michael.
Wow.
Or like Davidson. One of those, their parents really wanted to mess with them, kind of people that gave them a crazy kind of name or something like that. But definitely it will be two first names for this.
Two first names.
Yes. Like the producer of Main Street Universe, which is what you're listening to right now, is his name is Daniel Michael.
Wow. Okay.
He has two first names also.
Two first names.
As a name.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'll have to look for that. Well, thank you so much.
Yep.
I love it.
This is the first time I got to talk to you,
and I feel privileged. So thank you so much, and I'll continue following your show.
Okay. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, area code 949, are you there? And what is your name?
Hi. My name is Selena. I'm calling about love and relationship. I had a wonderful time with him last week, and I just wanted to see what you see coming up here in the next couple of weeks with him.
All right. What's really interesting is I'm looking at the Deja Vu card, and it's in reverse, so this talks about the people, places, and situations around you, and it's associated with the time 716, and that you can go back later and look at my website and see what the definition of the card is and see what the image is. But it shows someone who's dreaming about something and then later on that day seeing it happening. So with that, it says that they see you as someone of value in life.
Someone of what?
Value.
Uh-huh.
Like that you're a great asset or something. You're a nice addition, that you'll be helpful in helping them in their situation that's happening. So because it's facing away from you, it's saying that this person who you are connected with finds that you will help them with what's happening in their life. Now, the other complication in this is the Burdens card, B-U-R-D, as in David, E-N-S. And it's facing away from us here in this reading that I'm reading for you also. And it's associated with the time 440. Now, the Burdens card talks about people who are holding on to things from their past. Do you know what their birthday is? Or are they like June or July or something?
Yeah, 5/24/59.
Okay. So they're a Cancer? Probably. I think so. Just roughly, barely a Cancer. This person is a major league homebody. And what I mean by that is that they have so many things that they want to make perfect that they're not really looking to add anything new that would complicate their life. So by you being a part of their life and me seeing the Deja Vu card working with you, with them, it talks about how they see you helping them enhance and improve the situation that is of their life as well, and that they have a little bit of baggage. They have some skeletons in the closet or something. They're holding on to some kind of unresolved things that with your charisma and your energy and your vitality, definitely your vitality, that you can probably help them start thinking about new things so they can forget about these things that keep their mind occupied when they don't have anything else to think about. So you are a breath of fresh air for them. So I see you as being a positive place in their life.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Selena. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Area code, let's see, 484. Are you there?
Hello? Yes?
Yes. Yes, area code 484.
Yes, I'm
here. And what
is
your name?
Yes, my name is Tanya.
Hello, Tanya. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you? I need some guidance and help regarding a current love situation, and I'm very confused because the man is sending me mixed, confusing signals, and I don't know what to do or what to think.
Okay.
Do you need this person's name or date of birth?
I do
or
not.
Anything that,
no.
That
nope,
I'm currently
nope.
dating?
No.
Okay.
The thing is that what's funny, is that I'm looking at the Vista card, and it's
okay.
associated with the time 314, and that talks about someone who's trying to get a better idea of what their or where their life is going.
Is that me
and
or him?
Him.
Okay, good. Because I know what I want in life.
Yes. And the key word key word for him, because of the image of an individual in, you know, on the Vista card associated with the time 314, it shows someone who's in a tree and that they're
okay.
trying to see further than what they can from the ground. And this tells me that they spend a lot of time being up and down, you know, mood
yep.
swings, that kind of stuff.
Yep, yep.
A little squirrely. A little squirrely.
Okay,
so,
yep.
The thing is that they have an underlying artistic ability that
okay.
makes them really good at what they do. But they have
okay.
to be a little up and down, moody, bipolar maybe to a point, to help them be
That's...
good at what they do. So
okay.
this is an individual who is an experience that some people can handle and some people cannot.
Okay.
And what I'm saying in that is that you have to appreciate them for the qualities that they have. Now, for you,
okay.
in this story, I've drawn the Horizons card associated with the time 120, and it
okay.
says that there is a wide open space being presented to you as a part of being connected and associated with this person
okay.
that you're asking me about. So
oh.
I say suspend any kind of comparisons you might be making to this individual, comparing them to anybody in their past. Because this is a totally unique person, and that he could end up inventing something that really just moves the world and that kind of thing, whether you see that as a possibility with him now or not. From what I'm seeing, his, you know, his little side differences
mm-hmm.
or whatever make him
mm-hmm.
unique, and that he will make discoveries for things that will be very helpful to organizations, groups, and people around him. And that this will present a new horizon for you to explore
right.
that you never even considered before as well. So I would say hang in there.
Well, my
What's
concern
on,
is he comes into my life
yep.
and everything's fine.
Right.
And then you don't hear from him. And I try to text him and I try to say, hey, is there something wrong? Did I
mm-hmm.
do, did what happened? And he just shuts down. So, I mean, I'm thinking, is he dating someone else? Is he playing head games with me? Does this
no.
man want me? I don't know what to do.
Right, sure. What is happening is that you help him let his hair down better than anybody else. And then he gets embarrassed
okay.
about that and wants to gain control over his life again. And that's why he goes and secrets himself into the little nook or cranny in the tree or the cave or whatever. So
okay.
this is just how he is. He could be in his laboratory, you know, shifting fluids from one test tube to another. And
so when do you see this man resurfacing and spending any time with me?
It looks like Thursday.
Thursday?
Of this week.
Oh, Thursday. Thursday is his day off.
Yes.
But is he going to contact me and say, I want to hang out with you? Because at this point, I'm done. I mean, you know, we hanged out, not this weekend, but last weekend, everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting all last week, things went downhill. He was not talking, or he would text a couple things. And like last night, I texted him and said, hey, you know, is there something wrong? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, what happened? Or he goes, I just didn't talk to anybody today. And I said, I'm not talking
yeah.
about anybody. I'm just talking about me. And he says,
okay, hold on, Tanya, hang on.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a gabber in that he, you know, he, I would say, let's practice this. Let me give you this as a practice for him and with you. Tell him, all right, like send him a text and say, I'm going to send you a period when I text you. And that when I send you this period, and it's just the dot. That means that I'm thinking about you. You tell him that you're going to text him with dots whenever you're thinking about him, so he doesn't have to respond. You're just letting him know that you're thinking about him. And what happens is that that dot opens up a door that's in his mind that allows the dialogue that he would like to hear from you happen in his head.
Okay.
And that will be a positive thing for you.
All right. But I understand what you're saying, and what I've done is I completely backed off. Like today, I said, hi, I hope your day's good. Didn't hear nothing back from him. So you're saying he's going to reach out to me by Thursday on his own?
Yes. Yep. Or even Wednesday night.
And we will see each other?
Yes.
Okay. And now, do you think that I have a future with this man? Because eventually I want us to live together, but...
Mm-hmm.
Only you would know that. Are we going
sure.
to live together in the future?
You got to work through boundary issues. Once you do that, yes.
What boundary issues? Does he have issues with me or?
It's with the world that he has. And when you can show him that you don't need a response to anything, by sending
okay.
him the dot, practice the dot. Promise me the dot thing, where you'll just send him the dot and say, I'm thinking about you, because it's likely that he has so many people that he needs comments from, or that they
mm-hmm.
want comments from him or something, that he's saturated, that he's overwhelmed.
He just started a new management job two weeks ago.
I would say, practice this. Relax. Take a deep breath, Tanya. Everything's going to be okay. It's going to work out. When we're done here, send him a text and say, I know you're very busy, or don't put a lot of dialogue in there. Just say, I want you to know that I'm thinking about you, and in the future when you see me, just send you a period or a text, dot or something. That means that I'm thinking about you. I don't need to hear from you or whatever. I'm just letting you know that I'm thinking about
mm-hmm.
you, and that
mm-hmm.
it will let him
mm-hmm.
know that you love him, or he will put it into words, the frame that he accepts you with. And eventually
mm-hmm.
he'll start talking.
Right, because my issue is we've been dating on and off for 6 months. It's been back
mm-hmm.
and forth and back and forth. And I just, I don't want to sit here and waste my life away waiting for a man that may not ever come around. That's all I'm saying, because I've done that on and off all my life, and I'm 38.
I hear you. You're going to be fine. I promise.
So it's going to work out with this guy?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
But practice the dots.
I will. And I will back off of him. I mean, I have been slowly just backing off. Just let him
mm-hmm.
think. Let him have his space. Like yesterday, he just said, listen, I haven't talked to anybody, and you need to just chill. And then that was all he texted me.
He's overwhelmed.
Okay. Is he overwhelmed with everything, or is he overwhelmed with the relationship with me and him?
It will be the relationship if you keep after him.
Okay.
So no is your answer, but if you keep pushing him, then yes, it will be saturation.
Okay. So just let him go. Leave him be.
Yes. You have a gem in the rough.
I know I do.
That polish takes a little while for the shine to show up.
And, he was hurt in his past relationship, and part of me feels like he's putting me through some tests, too, to
mm-hmm.
see if I'm really dedicated to this.
Good. I would say
mm-hmm.
don't saturate him. Send him the dots.
Okay.
And you will have what you want.
Okay, very good.
And that
you will
hear from him Thursday or Wednesday evening of this week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
But it'll be late on Wednesday. It'll be like around 11:30 I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he gets done work, so he may want to come over and hang out or something.
Okay, yeah.
All right,
Tanya.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
okay.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Area code 323, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hi,
is your
this
name?
Is Camille. Camille.
I'm sorry?
Camille.
Camille?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What's going on?
All righty. So, I'm at a very interesting moment in time where I am being pursued by two men.
Okay.
And, yes, one of the men, I'm 36, one of the men is 44. He is my next-door neighbor, and he is, it's like his biological clock is ticking. He wants to get married and have children right away. We have not even dated. The other man is 28. He and I go to the same church, and we are getting to know each other very slowly. And we visited yesterday. He came over. We had some cake. We shared a kiss, and that was it. And now I'm left wondering, all righty, what, if any, is it either one of these guys or neither one of these guys? How do I navigate this situation?
Carefully.
Yeah, okay.
I can tell you from what I see in the situation is that you, both of these people, are related to something that happened to you in your childhood. And these are best friends, could be, you know, teachers that you worked with or whatever, or connected with when you were as a child. And we all are like planets in a way, in that we have a gravity, and that this gravity draws things to us that are helpful and sometimes educational to the point to where we might find that they would not be helpful. So by going with your younger person, you would be having to teach them a lot, and that there would be some maturity issues. With your older person, he would be very mature, but would not have the same energy and ambition that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
If you went with somebody your age, you would feel like you would be connecting with someone who is you, like you would be dating you. So going with the younger person, you have a chance to feel like you're 28 or 30, but that's all that you would have. But with going with the older person, you would have maturity that you would have a chance to work with, and that you would have opportunities for dignity and dignified situations. With the younger person, you would have to go through a learning curve to where there would be some accidents and some political complications that might put you at odds with your peers, whether it be your job, your neighbors, if you see what I'm saying. So by connecting with the younger person, Tamille, you would be sort of like disconnecting yourself with the people that are around you.
Really?
It would be, yes. Because they would just see you as not wanting to face the responsibilities that are in your life, present to future, but instead wanting to dial back and connect to the past. If you're ready for that, and to just, if you're done being old, this younger person will put vigor and fire in your life.
Okay.
And that's
what
I leave for you there. So when you, can you talk to both of them and that you feel value that comes from the discussions that you have with them? Because, you know, if you were to spend 8 hours a day with them, who would you choose to spend 8 hours a day with? Because that's how you really got to look at it. Which one has a life? Are they doing something, or are they looking for a life in a wife?
Now, that's a good question. Well, I know this
my neighbor lives 44. He has mm-hmm. never been married, no children. And on the one hand, he loves wine. He comes to me with wine and food. Here, put this in the refrigerator, warm it up later. Thank you very much. And we talk. I go to church. He doesn't go to church. It's always working. His mom goes to church. But he wants to get married in the church. But we've never dated. He wants to get married right away. I already have a child who just turned one. Okay, fine. But the younger person, he goes to my church, and we sit next to each other on Sundays. And it's a situation where we have a mutual friend who is an elderly woman, 82 years old, who treats us both like children and is very upset, doesn't really want, I think because she met him first, she wants to take him under her wing, and it's very, very uncomfortable. But he seems to come with a level of respect. He doesn't talk about, you know, like getting married, having kids right away, anything like that. But my older friend, not only does he talk about getting married, having kids right away, he wants to tell me things about his anatomy that I just don't want to know about. I said, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in that. So I'm not sure if the same level of respect really exists. But I can say that there is a through line of we all know each other. There's all something to do with wine and food, fine dining, mm-hmm. our church. Yeah, so there is that in common with, so I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm not in a big hurry to have a relationship. I just want one when the time comes.
Yeah. Your friend who's talking about the anatomy thing,
yeah.
He has been, like, he might be a specialist in what he does. And now he's ready to have someone join his life, to be a part of his life, and it's a, you know, like a woman, a female, what have you, and that all he knows is the basic nature of a female, and that is that they, in his opinion, and some of the other people that are out there, that they care, you know, whether they will be good in bed or not.
That's exactly what he talks about. Yes.
Yes. He is trying to sell himself because
he doesn't know
what else you would care about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why he's trying to sell himself, because he doesn't know much about, you know, commitments with females, from him trying to just talk about how he's all that and the six-pack kind of thing.
Yes.
To see, he thinks that that is of significant value or of value to you, and that you, like, I guess you would need to sort of research him and find out what else he does to get him off the topic of just the physical flesh, and get him talking
right.
about what he does with his career and that kind of thing. So he's really just trying to show you that he can satisfy you when he says,
okay.
when he talks about his anatomy. He has absolute respect for you, but as a male on the market looking to connect with a female, and all he has really is like what he's read, or, you know, if he's looking at porn or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
All they care about in porn is, you know, how anybody performs, and that he's not going to the right source, but he doesn't have anybody else around him that he trusts that he can talk to about these kinds of things, and sees that there is more to having a relationship with a female than just it being a sexual kind of a thing. So you could help him with that and say there is more to life than just the 10 minutes or half an hour in bed,
mm-hmm.
and then you got the other, what is it, the other 32 and a half hours of the day to do something else. And that's where the real value of where life comes into the picture.
Yeah, I agree. And I get it. Anytime he brings it up, It's always over text message. I quickly say, listen, my child is 1 year old. I'm not thinking of anything beyond taking care of myself and her. So I'm not concerning myself with that sexual side of things at
okay.
the time.
What you do is you change the topic. You don't say,
okay.
I'm not interested in that. You say, you know, I've been looking at the sale that they have going on over at the Macy's, and I've been thinking about getting yada yada. Change
okay.
the topic. Even talk about the price of bananas if you have to or something. Don't say that that's not something I'm not interested in, because that puts up a wall. But by you just
okay.
changing the subject onto something else, like, you know, how, what is it, there's a new Lone Ranger movie coming out in January. I don't know if you're listening to the show earlier, but there was a message about silver. You can talk about
okay.
that. Don't say, oh, I don't like that. Change the subject. Don't say, I don't like
okay.
that, because that creates a negative thing. I think
okay,
that you're better off
that.
With your older guy and letting him know that he doesn't have to have it all, you know, hanging, you know, to be something that you would be interested in, and that there's more to life than just the half an hour a day or a week, really.
Right.
Then you
right.
give him something genuine that he feels like he can connect with, and that it can be more a part of his life than just being an image.
That makes sense. That does make sense. Okay.
All right, Tamil.
I can do that. Okay, thank you.
All right, and I'll be here next week if you have any more questions.
Okay.
Thanks. All right, take care.
Okay.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, area code 714, are you there?
I am here. Thank you for taking my call.
And your name? Hello?
I'm sorry. My name is Sharon.
What is your name? Sharon?
Sharon.
Hello, Sharon.
Hi. And my question is just a general question. What you see coming for the next couple of weeks as far as anything in my life?
Sure. Well, I just drew the Synergy card, and it's associated with the time 950, and it talks about you working with other people who are just having a surreal kind of a moment. The Synergy card is a message about people who are in the same situation to where everybody feels like they're having a deja vu about this kind of a thing or that or whatever. So that's talking about you feeling really grand about the group or situation that you're in, and that the people around you have the same kind of attitude and appreciation. I've also just drawn the Tribes card, T-R-I-B-E-S, and it's associated with the time 115, and it's facing away from you also in this reading. So the Synergy card is facing away, and the Tribes card is facing away, and the cards that face away are about the people, situations, and things that are happening around you, around us kind of thing. And the Tribes card is about you working with groups of people are being connected with groups of people who like to do or have a vocation similar to you. So if you're a carpenter, these would be people who are really good at sawing wood and hammering wood and putting up houses and putting up decks and you know, those like storage sheds in the backyard, that kind of stuff. Building buildings, that kind of thing. Or it can be bingo players. It can be people who like to bird watch as a group. It can be people who like to play, who like to do bowling, who are kayakers, whitewater rafters. These are things that people do as a group, and that it's like a philosophy or society. Even the National Rifle Association, the NRA, would fit with the Tribes card as well. So
okay.
this talks about you connecting with some group of people. And it could be 10 or 10,000. No, AARP would fit into that also. That's additional information that I'm getting. But you would be connecting with people who like to do or do similar things that you like to do or that you've always wondered about what it would be like to do that, and here would be an opportunity for you to do that as well. So your reading, your message here today is about you connecting with people who are in groups of people who like to do things in a group. It could even be a nudist colony, but that goes out a little bit for like a reach or whatever. But these are the images that are like sort of flowing in to me as well. These could be people who like to go on cruises, you know, like the QE2s and that kind of thing. That's what is coming up for you. And I see you connecting with that over the next 30 days, roughly. So I would say come the first week in January, you'll connect with people who will like to do group things, and that there is like an Italian kind of flair to it. So not sure what that is, whether it's, you know, doing to Italian restaurants or something, or that it's, you know, going on a cruise in Italy somewhere and that you just cruise the Mediterranean or something. That's what I see being lined up for you. And that it might not be something that you could see beyond your wildest dreams as a possibility, but lives change in the blink of an eye. And that's what I see for you.
That's true. They do. I have my passport, so if that happens, I'm all ready.
All right, good.
It's really interesting because I'm kind of in a situation where I'm not connected with very many people at all. And that's been one of my greatest desires lately, is to connect with my soul family or some kind of group that with similar interests. So
You have to go where you're invited.
Yeah, I haven't been invited yet. So yes, I'm open to
I see
August.
That being lined up for you sometime this week or next week. That would segue into an opportunity for the first week or second week in January.
Cool. Well, when this comes to pass, I'll give you a call and let you know what happened.
Yep, and then there's a name, Anderson, that's connected to it as well. Have a friend or a colleague that has the name Anderson?
Not right off the top of my head.
Then good. So when it does happen, then you will know that this is something that you're supposed to follow. Write it down, Anderson.
Oh, okay, I'm definitely writing that down.
So you could be having dinner with a friend, and it's like, hi, I'm your server, I'm Anderson, and that these are our specials today. I want you to know the mahi-mahi is fantastic.
Good, I love mahi-mahi.
Yeah. So it could be like that also.
Okay, cool. Oh, that's fun. That's very fun.
Tilapia is not bad either.
True. Well, I'm on the West Coast, so it'll be interesting to see that part of the world. I've never been to the old country, so that would be interesting.
All righty. So you have your work cut out for you.
I do. Thank you very much.
All right, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste. Okay, area code 419. Are you there? And what is your name? Area code 419.
I do. Thank you very much.
All right, Sharon. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay.
All right, area code 419, you're up.
Are you there? What is your name?
Hi, my name is Dorothy. Thank you for
Hello,
taking
Dorothy.
My call. I have no specific question, wondering what spirit has to tell me, guide me.
Absolutely.
Please.
Okay. Now, let's see. You have an opportunity to where you're going to be invited to a party that is going to be one of those balcony condos. You're going to be invited to a party that is at a condominium that is off of a balcony kind of thing. That it's one of those high-rise condos that you can look out through the trees.
Okay.
And that it's near a library or a college, and that you have some connection with that library or college. Did you go to school in the town that you're in?
I did, and my husband is involved with the university here.
Okay.
On the board.
There's something that's coming up, I would say, in the next 2 weeks that is going to be pivotal for you.
As far as like a job or?
Community that could segue into things to do, jobs, outings, group activities, that kind of stuff. It's your identity is what this opportunity is going to help develop. Now, the crazy thing is about this, and I have to share it, is that once I was at a reception that was in a penthouse that was overlooking the coast on the east side of the States. And it was about 2:30 in the morning, and I was the teetotaler. I was the designated driver. So I was just primarily drinking water that night, a little bit of juice here and there or whatever, because the ass is really hard on me. It's mostly water. But I was out on the balcony looking out onto the ocean, and that it was a moonlit sky, except that there was a cloud bank that went along the shore. So clear skies above me, but then it was all cloudy along the shoreline. Well, while I was looking at the cloud bank that was in parallel with the shoreline, a UFO came out of the cloud bank, made a left turn, followed the shoreline, and then made a left turn and went back into the cloud bank again. So that's an image that's being shown to me to share with you in this situation. So this chance that you're going to be able to have to where you're going to be out on this balcony at this reception party, get together of the condo, of the penthouse, whatever, to where you're able to look out over the water or look out over some vast place will give you an opportunity to see something absolutely unique. It could be that just having a conversation with two significant people on the balcony would be the unique situation, but it could go to where it's a UFO kind of experience. I don't know. Have you ever seen a UFO, Dorothy?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'm not saying that you're going to see a UFO. I'm not giving you a reading about that or whatever, but it's going to be something that's going to be very sort of like pivotal was the key word that was being given to me for you in this situation. So dress to the nines when you go to this party.
It's interesting. It'll be interesting to see. And is it something soon? Is that what
I
you're
see
saying?
It within the next 2 weeks. It could be a New Year's party.
Okay.
It could be a holiday party prior to Christmas, which is just next week or something. You know,
right.
It'll be like, we're having a holiday party, and I forgot to tell you about it, and yada, yada. And it's like, can you go? And then you throw your hands up in the air with a shrug, and it's like, sure. And then you try to think of something that you want to throw together to wear that would be decent and respectable.
All right. This is interesting. Okay. Well, I'm excited.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much. And
all right, Dorothy.
And
Merry
God
Christmas.
Bless you.
Yep, you
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, area code 707. How are you, and what is your name?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Hello, Valerie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Yeah, I like to look at the relationship and career area.
Okay.
Between now and, I guess, in the next few months.
All right. You don't want to just over like the next 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, from now until, yes.
Okay. Sure. All right, let's see what's happening here. Okay, well, straight away, it's the upward mobile card, and that seems to be one of the cards that wants to repeat themselves for tonight. So everybody that has called in or is listening, whether it's an archive or live, for, like, what are we now? We're at December 10th at 6 p.m. or 7 p.m., depending on where you are time zone-wise, that we're going to be approached, me included, of course, because I get to be a part of this as well, about moving to new levels of opportunity and functionality and abilities and how we facilitate ourselves. And because the card is facing away from us in this reading, it's saying that somebody, situation, or group around you is going to be approaching you, Valerie, about moving to a new level. Are you working now? What's going on with that?
I work in, I guess, spurts.
Okay.
Take assignments.
Sure. Well, that's interesting because with the way that the card is facing away from us, it talks about clients coming to you, customers coming to you and saying, oh, we need this work done. Instead of it being like on a treadmill or conveyor, to where it's like, you know, this piece connects to that piece, and oh, here's another piece that connects to that piece, and oh, here's another piece that connects to that piece kind of thing. You're not a factory person. You're more of a, oh, let's put this fire out, this is how we deal with it kind of stuff, right?
Right.
The second card that I have for you is the Talent card, associated with the time 7:45, and that you can go back to my website, which is templeofgaia.com, or just Google Psychic Medium Kevin Baird, and the link will come up there. The Talent card in reverse, facing away from you, it shows an individual has like three arms and is able to juggle three things at the same time, and other people look on at them being so fantastically gifted that there are people who will be approaching you looking for you to help them solve their issues or problems or situations. So you always be holding your breath. It's like, oh, am I going to get a client call? Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? What you have to do when you're in your downtime is do laundry to like the nth degree, to where you like fold so that the creases are perfect and that every nook and corner is vacuumed, you know, in your house or whatever, and that, you know, the blinds are exactly 45 degrees to the window or something. Being fastidious about details that don't have to be fastidicized, if that's a word, will create a gravity that will draw new opportunities to you. Because when you get in your zone of what you're really good at, and that you can feel that head to toe, Valerie, you know what I'm talking about? Where you just get in that zone and you feel like you are the be-all, end-all of yourself. And if only anybody could see you in this moment or situation, but that moment or situation is primarily for you to help you define your core, strengthen your core, and remind you of why you're here. So with the upward mobile card facing away from you and the talent card facing away from you, it talks about client opportunities, contract opportunities coming and finding you and inviting you to go and help them in their situations. And I read for like the next 90 seconds, 9 days to 90 days out. So the economy is turning around, the housing market is up, that kind of stuff. So it is going to end up turning around and that things are going to get better. And the thing is about global warming and like, oh no, the dread, the drama, the woe that's associated with that. These are people who are speculating about the weather. And if you've ever watched weather people, they can be right sometimes and they can be wrong sometimes. Are you with me?
Yes.
What I'm saying about that is that what's going to come from the woe that people talk about is opportunity for new work and business and jobs and things to do and how people need help and that kind of stuff. So with the way that the world is shifting, that we're just going to have to learn how to cope with that. And the people who thrive in the chaos are going to be the people who are very successful through that season, however long it lasts.
Right.
So with career, this talks about what's being talked about primarily that I'm looking at right now, is that it's saying that there's a horizon being set for you associated with the time 120. I hope you have a pen and paper that you're able to write this down, or you can just go back and listen in archive. It's saying that there's a new horizon that's being set for you, that you're going to be fat busy with people wanting you to come and work for them. And I see it really starting over the next 3 weeks. And that there are people who are going to have burdens that they don't want to deal with or don't know how to deal with, that they're going to be looking for you to help them with, associated with the time of 440.
Okay, and will I be successful in that?
Absolutely. This is one to where you could find yourself being a model that other people will want to follow, and that you could find people who are going to school who will ask you if they could intern with you because they like where you're going. They like what you're doing. They see that as the future of X, Y, or Z, and that they would like to be a part of that. Do you write?
Not professionally, no, but I write every day.
Yeah. I'm seeing that you could end up doing one of those Tony Robbins books for whatever it is that you do, and that it could inspire people to sort of like make a difference in the world of business. Because business is turning around. It's sort of just gone through what's called an inversion layer. Are you familiar with that? How ponds and lakes are that way, where there can be so much temperature of one level of water that gets to be so awkward that the bottom temperature water of the lake or pond ends up coming up to the top, and that the top layer of temperature goes down to the bottom. And that's what we're going through right now, is that we're just going through an inversion. And a lot of people are saying, oh no, the sky is falling, Chicken Little, you know, those stories, that kind of stuff. We're really coming into a situation to where new opportunities are being defined.
Right. And the thing with me is that I choose when I want to work. It's not like I have to do it, but if something comes up and I want to take it, I will. If not, I'll pass it to the next. So that's kind of where I am now. And I was wondering,
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead, finish, please.
I was just going to say that with looking at the burdens card associated with the time 440, it talks about a lot of people who don't have the fortitude or the intellectual foundation to cope with whatever it is that's plaguing them. And that's where you would be coming in for that. And then you could find yourself being inundated, and that maybe passing some of that work off to the interns would be a good idea. When you have a dialogue with somebody over the next week or two about how they're going to start interning in January at XYZ opportunity, that's really the universe telling you that you can plan to start seeing that happening for you as well, and that you could end up coming into a situation to where you could see Valerie Inc. or something, or Valerie Co. or something that turns into you having to, like, pass some of the excess work, research work, whatever, off to some of your underlings while you're busy doing whatever over to the side, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So the age of the self-employed, that's why our network is called Main Street Universe, which is what you're listening to right now, and that I'm just walking on the sidewalk. I am a psychic medium who I've developed my own images that help define what we can expect to see coming up over the next 90 days. And the producer, Daniel Michael, brings groups of people and hosts for shows who talk about this transitional age that we're in and how we can start putting it to work for us. You know, putting the power back on Main Street. What are we doing to make that happen? So you, Valerie, I see, are being in the same place.
Okay.
Like, there's a store that's going to be opening up, or like a market or something in my area that's called Jackson County. And that's the county that I live in. And what the Jackson County store is going to be selling is only the things that are made in our county. And that there are people who are bricklayers, there are people who make pottery, there are people who raise chickens, cows, raise corn, tomatoes, that kind of stuff. It's going to be the Jackson County store. And that is going to be only the things that are made in this area. Like, there are people who raise, like, I don't know. They can do things like, I think, cotton maybe or something, but they're working on trying to get fabrics into the picture. There's a rug weaver who takes old clothes and that kind of stuff. But what we're trying to do is create a little bubble, a little aquarium, if you will, that is something that how we can sustain ourselves with the stuff that's around us without having to go outside of the county line, if you see what I'm saying. So with
yeah,
you,
that's great.
Yeah, for you, bringing your clients into the situation that you're in that you can help them is sort of like in that same place as well. So the new age about dread and woe is one to where it's an opportunity for other people where it might be a travesty for others. So one man's trash is another man's treasure. You see what I'm saying? So if you keep that in mind, then the world will be your oyster.
Mm-hmm. So are we? So you're seeing a job opportunity or several coming up within
yes.
the next few weeks?
I see you being saturated with people needing your help with things, and that you have to learn to organize. You don't want to be low supply and high demand, because that will turn everything off like a spigot.
Okay. Well, how does that translate for me?
What I'm saying is that you may want to find yourself putting in, being able to say yes to everything, whether you would turn it off or not, and that you would find people who could help you achieve the results that you want to see happen. So I would say to not say no to anything and to say yes to everything that comes up to you, because every yes that you say will lead to two yeses after that, and then four, and then eight, and then 16, and then 32.
Okay, because see, what I do now is I travel for work,
mm-hmm.
and they're usually 3 month increments. So that's what I'm doing now.
I see you, like, you're working for somebody else, or this you're self-employed? What's going on?
No, I go through an agency who sets it
okay.
up. And then I either accept or reject the offer.
Okay. I see it turning out to where you could end up being your own agency, and that some of the clients who you've worked for in the past will end up reaching out to you, even though you might have an agreement with whoever you work for. Something's going to end up changing in that area to where you're going to be the sole proprietor.
Oh, for some of the companies that I've already worked for?
Yes.
Well, that would be nice.
Be ready.
Okay. Very interesting.
Anything else, Valerie?
Relationship-wise. Probably there's no room after all of this.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You do have another relationship that's coming up for you, and it will be someone who is prior military, and that they looks like they did a couple of tours over in the Middle East, and that they are going to be a big mind drain for you. And what I mean by that is where they're going to be sort of just what they're connected to, like you could find yourself going to the Marine Corps ball or something, but also there would be a lot of politics that would be connected with that as well. So I see you dating a Marine that could eventually lead into marriage as well, but the thing is that when you marry a Marine, you also marry the Corps too.
Correct. Right.
So I see that being outlined for you, and that the last name of the person ends with S-O-N. And I get Jameson, but it could be Johnson or Harrison or something like that, but it ends with an S-O-N. And that you will be meeting them over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you see how that meeting is coming about?
It will be at a get-together, whether it could be like a potluck, a party, a luncheon, or something like that. So go where you are. Go ahead.
Is he younger than myself or older?
He will be younger.
Okay. And I don't know this person.
No. But his last name will end with an S-O-N.
Okay.
And then he comes from the Carolinas, either North Carolina or South Carolina, something on the East Coast. So he probably was born and raised around that Marine base. That's, I think, Myrtle Beach, I think. There's a Marine base that's there. There's a Myrtle Beach connection there, too.
Now, I'm on the West Coast, so...
Okay.
I guess he'll be visiting the West Coast?
He could be living in the West Coast, but
okay.
It went and was raised in that area.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, this is great. I'll have to call you back.
All right. Okay, I'll be here next week. Thanks for calling, Valerie.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 920, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And your name?
My name is Amy.
Amy, how are you, Amy?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
Good, good. How can I help you?
Well, I guess, Kevin, I don't know. My whole life has kind of been turned upside down. I think I've given up on my career that I have had forever.
Mm-hmm.
And
good. It's time for something new.
Yeah, it is, and I can't quite put my finger on what that is going to be or what that's going to look like. And I'm just trying to, I guess, get over all the facts that, you know, I'm going to just totally change my life around. Been mourning that for a while. And
have you got a tattoo recently?
No.
Okay. Sometimes that happens.
No. No. But with all these different energies going on, I'm up and down, up and down, up and down. A little bit better, a lot better than I was. But at any rate, I'm just wondering if you can help me kind of feel this transition out and tell me what I can expect or when things will start happening and when I'll start connecting the dots.
How is your mom?
She's okay.
And she's around you?
Yeah. she's elderly. And she's 80.
Mm-hmm. And what does she think about what you do?
I think that, you know, she's just letting me do my thing, waiting, you know, for me to figure out what's going to go on. She's very supportive.
Okay. What I see is that she sees a lot of her in you and abilities and talent, and if I only were your age, I would be doing this thing and that thing kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when was the last time you had a chance to talk to her? Today? Yesterday?
Yeah, just either yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm. What I see is that I'm looking at the judgment card where it's like, if I would have only moved to the Carolinas, or if I only would have moved to New Hampshire or something, and then my talents and my abilities and everything would be recognized. She has a lot of things that she'd like closure about, but doesn't really know how to go about it, and that she feels sort of stuck, and that she's living vicariously through you, and that she might be silent about it and thing about that, but it's sort of hidden. And do you talk about the things like your escapades, or do you talk about your adventures and that kind of stuff with her? Because there's some kind of connection there with you and her that influences your life.
Well, she at one time was an alcoholic, and I was too.
Okay.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, we had that in common.
And you guys, both of you are still taking one day at a time?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Other than that, you know, I don't know. We've always had a good connection.
Mm-hmm. What I see is that, let's see, how you're being recognized, because I'm looking at the recognition card, and I'm looking at the judgment card, and the talent card, and also like the birth card, the fertility card as well. It's talking about things that sort of like become born, begin right about now. You're in an age and a stage right now to where you could find a lot of things in your life changing, to where it had been stagnant up to this point,
mm-hmm.
changing to an extreme, to where you could end up seeing something happening in your neighborhood, to where a neighbor decides to add an addition onto their house, that they get rid of their old car and that they get a new car. It could also be to where something happens to your house, or that you get very inspired to add an addition or something to it as well. There's something that's going to be transforming your world that's around you. And what that is a message is that you have to consider taking on an endeavor to do something new. And that it could be something where a friend of yours wants to do, you know, those ceramics where they paint those figurines or whatever, or that they want to do some kind of like yoga, or that they want to go and do the Pilates, or they want to do something that's totally different, totally new or whatever. Looking at the fertility card facing away from you here in this reading, it's really talking about a transformation of a life, and almost like a new birth or something. And the new births happen around the same time that a loss takes place. So it could be where someone ends up getting a broken leg, or that they end up breaking a favorite vase, or that a flood happens and that some of the pictures that were, you know, a part of the history, part of the past, like the people in New York have lost
mm-hmm.
their entire lives, and that all they have is from now forward to start recording new memories for. So what I'm saying for you and that there's no ill that I can see that's being outlined right now, but you are to count your blessings and to appreciate the things that are happening in your life. So all the things that are ongoing in your life are there and need to have like a new coat of paint, or that they need to have some kind of reinforcement that they have value. So it could be about your mom. It could be about if your dad is around. It could be about, you know, in your neighborhood. It could be your grocer, like the person that cuts your meat up for you. If you have a bond with someone that's like that, this is about you going out and appreciating the people that are in your life and the things and the situations that are in your life. And that's really what the Christmas time is all about. It's giving thanks, it's exchanging gifts and saying thank you, I appreciate you being here. And by me showing you that I appreciate you, I give you this thing. So not that I'm, you know, trying to push the Christ message or anything about, you know, he was born and that he gave this gift and that kind of stuff. It's really just getting out there and showing people that you appreciate them being in your life. And when that stuff starts to happen, then you get a recognition that you are of value in their life, too, if you see what I'm saying. So I would say go get yourself a bunch of, you know, like cookie tins or something and bake a bunch of cookies and go and hand those out to the people around you, your mom, your neighbors, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So get baking. Are you a baker?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
I would say bake.
I wasn't planning on doing a whole lot of baking, though.
Yeah, I would say maybe bake 2 or 3 dozen, and then put them in tins, and then you'll see opportunities show up to where, you know, you can give them away. But then that will also connect you to opportunities for business and love as well, if you see what I'm saying, Amy.
Mm-hmm. So is this what you're telling me?
I would say go bake.
Pardon me?
Bake.
Bake.
You know, like go get those Chips Ahoy cookie dough tubes and bake you a bunch of chocolate chip cookies. You don't have to do them from scratch if you don't know how to do that. But 'tis the season to be giving.
Okay, well, I guess I was just wondering if you could see anything that I would probably be doing career-wise in the new future, in 2013, or what 2013 is going to look like for me.
For what 2013 looks like for you is one to where you're going to be first out of the gate for opportunities that are out there for you. I'm looking at the first card associated with the time, 1101, and this talks about someone who's being approached first for opportunities over everybody else. And that can be also about romance as well.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
All right, Amy. I'm here next week if you want to call in for a follow-up.
Okay.
All right. Get the cookies.
I was wondering one other thing. Why were you seeing my mother so much?
I don't know. I go with what comes to me. I would say go visit her if you haven't done it, you know, anytime soon. Like, I know it, like you said you talked to her, like, the other day or something. Go take a bunch of cookies, pumpkin pie, whipped cream, something.
Okay. All right, thanks, Kevin.
Okay, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, error code 562. What is your name and how can I help you?
Yes, I have a question. What's coming up for me the next month or two?
All right, if I can just get your name real quick so I have something to work with.
Rita.
Rita. All right, let's have a look here. Okay, I'm looking at you sort of looking to turn over a new leaf, and that you've been there and done that and have T-shirts out the wazoo and are really looking for something new and unique happening for you, and that you're tired of the routine, the same old, that kind of thing. I'm looking at the debris card associated with the time 401, and that card, when that comes up and it's facing you, it's talking about how there are things that could be a lot better than what they are. And it shows someone who's sort of like just taking out the trash. It's been overdue for being taken out. And by clearing the trash bin, the rubbish, it frees up sort of like a space for new things to be cleared away as well. So what I am getting from that is that once, it's like a counter space. Once you clear the counter space and then you turn your back and you come back and it's like, hey, who put that on the counter? I just cleaned it off. I put the Windex there, I put the cleaner, that kind of thing, and now someone's put stuff on top of it. You look around your house, really, while you're here standing listening to me talk, and you're looking at some of the things that have been in place for some time.
Actually, it makes sense. I'm looking for a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer has to undo something to go after something else.
Okay.
It's finding a new lawyer. Does that
you
make sense?
You want a new lawyer? Yes.
Does
so getting rid of the old and bringing the new in.
Well, I don't have one to get rid of. It's already done. But I
okay,
need
good.
To I need to repair, do some repair work from the damage done to clear the air to go after something else. So when is this new lawyer coming? It's like some of them are afraid to, I don't know, I'm just have to find someone. It's finding someone that has been a difficult task. There's so many bozos out there. It's like, you know, you have to do everything for them almost. But anyway, I was finding someone. So when am I going to find and who
but
and where?
But still at
what?
$250 an hour, everybody wants to charge that. You know, lawyer fees, that kind of stuff.
So when
I'm
is
being
this
told like, to seek out a probate lawyer.
Probate? No, this has nothing to do with probate.
No. I know it has nothing to do with probate, but you're going to a different, let's say, you got a three-ring circus of lawyers that are out there, and that the probate ring has a bunch of lawyers in it. If you go and you step into the probate ring, that you'll be able to connect with one or two of the lawyers who can refer you on to someone who can help you. It's a segue thing. Trust what I'm saying.
Probate.
Yes. So I would say to look at the papers and see what probate trials are being held, because there's always someone who has a bunch of, like stepsons and daughters who feel like they need to be a part of the estate as well. If you can go and attend one of those hearings and then approach one of the lawyers and say, hey, I'm looking for someone who can do this kind of work. Can you help me? That will help you connect to a different sort of like genus, you know, if you're looking at different types of categories of lawyers, by going the probate doorway, gateway, or whatever, it can help you connect to someone who is sort of like colored with the probate, but also colored with the work that you need to be done as well. It gets you disconnected from the dead ends that you keep running into.
Okay.
You don't sound too thrilled about that, Rita.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. Probate has nothing to do with what I... Maybe contract. This more has to maybe contract law or... I don't know. This has no... I don't know how... Unless you're just looking for a referral from anybody who can refer.
A referral. So, hang on, Rita. What I'm saying is that you're going to hear over the next 2 weeks about someone who's has something that's in probate and that they're close to you, whether they're friend or family or something, and that it's going before the judge on like the 4th or the 5th or something, or it could be even the 27th, and that if you were to go to that with them and that you get to meet the lawyer, you can mention that you're looking for someone who can help you with work in X, Y, or Z of what's important to you.
Right.
This will help you, I promise. My
okay.
sources are guiding me to tell you that this is the solution to your problem.
Someone will refer me to the right lawyer.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Is this going to be successful? Are they going to be good? I've had such bad luck with lawyers.
Yep, this one will be way better.
Okay.
And that I get the name Archie or Archibald as a connection for this for you. And watch for that name.
Archie or Archibald? Okay.
Yes.
As the referral lawyer?
Now the last name could be Archer, even. It has an Archer or Arch name. Or, I guess, root, maybe, in the name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. So what else does the card say, or was that it in the cards?
Nope. There's also that the outcome for you is going to be one to where the transition is going to be very positive for you. I'm looking at the between card, and it shows someone who's going from a sort of dim opportunity to a better situation altogether. So it speaks that it's going to end up being a lot better for you. And it could be one to where you could just be in a situation to where you could just be out there, you know, no stress, that you can just take time to feed the birds in the park and not feel too pressed about what you want to see happen.
Okay.
But there will also be a lot of things that you'll need to get rid of and, like, put on the curb, put behind you kind of stuff, but there will also be something else that will come in to where you will partner with somebody else investment-wise that you can invest into a business or opportunity that could end up giving you positive returns as well. And I see that over, like, through March or February, between now and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But as far as, like, for love in that situation, I'm not really getting a whole lot. I'm seeing things about how it's really more of, like, business and financial win-win kind of situations, you being presented with whole new worlds of things that you have to deal with, you trying to communicate to the world and to people who might be interested in what you do, about what your values are, and also a situation to where you might not feel like you're fit to do some of the things that people expect of you out there also. But the thing is whenever you find yourself in that moment of weakness or you feel like you're not, like you would judge yourself as not being the right fit for that kind of situation, you can't care. You just have to keep at it and be the example, whether it's, you know, a minimal according to your own perspective or a maximum according to other people's perspectives.
Okay.
What's going on with that?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
I have to think about that. Okay.
Okay.
Just food for thought.
Yeah. And then you can always go back and listen to the show here in archive, just for like quick notes, that kind of thing, to just get like a rehash of what I've talked about and how it's connected to some of the things that are happening. But as my readings tend to go, as they've happened to me over like the last 15, 20 years, is that the things that I talk about tend to happen within like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out. So you could see some of the things that I've talked about today within this hour play out over the next 5 days, 10 days.
Okay. It
tends to turn around pretty quickly.
Okay. Okay, I need someone for the next couple weeks. I'm hoping before Christmas. Because it takes a couple months to get on board and get organized and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a couple of months, you know. So, okay. All right, thank you.
Pay attention to the probate thing, Rita. Remember?
Okay,
like
all righty. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, there are some times where when we are in situations to where we just can't find our way out of it and like nothing's happening and we're not getting a transition from how we are and that we need closure to some of the things that are happening. It's like, why is this continuing? Why can't they just come to an agreement? Like Congress being in, you know, we got the fiscal cliff right around the corner. And that nobody can agree on how it should be or not be. Like there are some groups who will not do well as a part of some of the services and opportunities and welfares that are out there. You know, whether it's has to do with like the Medicaid, Medicare, that kind of stuff for the people who are over 60 and on down to the people who are on disability. And that, you know, our country doesn't have the finances anymore to sort of like sustain that. We're not making the money that we were. If we have a lot of people that are on disability and that they're not able to do anything, then they just sit and they collect funds that comes from the government to help them keep living the life that they do. Helps them get the medical treatment that they need. They're able to buy the medication that they need. They're able to go and buy food. They're able to get money so they can pay their rent. That's all good. But we need also people who are out there doing something that's making something that other people want to have. Whether it's doing plumbing, whether it's making sculptures, pottery, windows, lighting, electricity, houses, lawn mowing, child care, food preparation, food growing. There needs to be people who are doing that. If we don't have people who are doing that, then we're going to end up turning into a society that's dependent upon an outside source for providing things that help us sustain ourselves. And I know some of you out there are on disability and that you're not able to get out of the house to do stuff to earn an income like other people do. What is it that you can do that other people would pay you for? Instead of you being paid for doing nothing, pretty much, because of your disability, is there something that you can do that can make a dollar a day? $10 a day, $10 a week or something? Because now we're all in the same boat. And that we're buying all this merchandise that comes from other countries, and that some of our companies are going to other countries for service and support, like if you have a problem with your computer or whatever, and that you have to call an 800 number and it ends up being getting you connected to someone who speaks to you with an accent and that you know that they're not from the U.S. This is a job that was lost from someone who used to do it in the U.S. to someone who's doing it overseas, who can afford to make the dollar an hour or the 50 cents an hour because their rent is only $50 a month or $100 a month. Maybe you can find a way to where you can start taking trouble calls or taking calls that would normally go overseas or to other countries, if you see what I'm saying. We, as a nation of people, need to show that we have a place and that we have a value and a responsibility and an ability to provide a service that is a solution to problems that plague other people. And that's what Main Street Universe is about. Now the mysteries and the universes are closer to Main Street than you ever imagined. Every time that you get that check, that disability check, it comes from money earned by people who are out there working and doing something that other people would pay for to get, to have done. And it's the taxes. And the taxes are going to go up come the new year. And if taxes keep going up, it's going to put people in a place to where they can't afford to live the places that they do, and that they have to end up moving, and that they stop doing the work that they did to get the money that they got to pay the taxes. What can you do that helps you earn a dollar that doesn't come from the government, that would allow you to pay some tax that would go towards helping other folks like yourself do and live the way that you live? What would people pay for that you do or make? I'm psychic medium Kevin Baird, and that you've been listening to Walking on the Sidewalk, a Horizon Oracle Journey. We'll see you here next week, and may God bless.